Okay, should we start?
Ready? Ready to start? We have an Olam. I would, you know, 6:35. Let's see the show up on time.
Okay, Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shane Vas Yeshua Falaf. Okay, good morning, everybody. This week's parshas Vayetze, in the beginning, the Torah says, "Vayifka b'makom vayolan sham b'Yaakov Avinu," and the Gemara says in Brachas, "Ein pegiya ela tefila." In Melamed, that Yaakov Avinu was masakein tefilas arvis. Yaakov Avinu was right. Avram was masakein tefilas shachris, and Yitzchak was tefilas mincha, and Yaakov was tefilas arvis, tefilas marv. So there's two opinions, whether you tefilas are connected to tmidim, or tefilas are connected to avos. So in Parshas Vayetze, that this week's Parsha is tefilas marv. So if you hold Yaakov Avinu as Masakin, so then he was the Masakin. So what's the pshat that it was connected to tmidim? Hey, shachris and mincha, we understand. Because shachris is in the daytime, so that was the tamid shel shachar. Mincha is in the afternoon, the tamid shel ben arbayim. But there was no, there's no tefillah, there's no korban at night. Right? The halacha is you're not allowed to be makriv karbonis at night. Biyom tzavoso, the Torah says. So you're not allowed to be mesakein karbonis. Karbonis at night, you're not allowed to be makriv karbonis at night. So what's the tefillah of Mariv? If you hold it's connected to avos, then we understand it's Yaakov Avinu. If it's connected to karbonis, there's only a korban tefillah shel shachar and bein arbaim. So what's the what's at night? So the Gemara tells us that the way karbonis worked is you brought the korban in the daytime, you shechted the korban in the daytime. And you zorek the dam in the daytime. You zorek the dam in the daytime. And then what happened was the karbanos had fats, the emurim of the karbanos. So the emurim of the karbanos, when did you bring the... So they were brought, after you zorek the dam, you can bring the fats on the mizbeach. But if you didn't have time to bring the fats on the Mizbeach, if you didn't have time for that, so then in the daytime you could bring the fats at night. Because the idea that you can't bring a korban at night is only referring to the Shechita and the Zrikas Hadam. But the Haktara Seymurim, right, that you bring on the Mizbeach, the different fats that were put on the Mizbeach, that could be even Balayla. So Mimela, Tefilas Mariv, is connected those fats that some of them were brought in the daytime, but there wasn't necessarily time to bring all of them, so they were brought at night, and therefore they were and that's the idea of tefilas marv. I mean, the Gemara has a machlokas whether tefilas arvis is rishus or tefilas arvis is chova. So Tosis explains what does it mean tefilas arvis rishus. What, just tam? You have a choice? So he says, no, Rishus just means that if Havada, it's a chova, but if there's a mitzvah overis that conflicts with the time of Tfilas Arvis, so then you wouldn't have to daven marv. So it's a Rishus in certain situations. But what's the idea? What is this notion that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus? Usually, if you have to do it, you don't have to do it. Even if you want to say Rishus means only in conflict with some other mitzvah, so Rav Yitzchak Elchanan in his Sefer, I think in the Be'er Yitzchak, writes that because the Emurim, they're not ma'akev the kapara. If you don't bring the Emurim, you also get kapara. The Iker kapara is with the dam. The Iker kapara is with the dam, not with the Emurim. But if you have the emurim, if you lost the emurim, the korban's still kosher. But if you have the emurim, then you're mechuyev to bring the emurim. So even within the emurim, sometimes the emurim is a chova. The hainu, if you have them, you have to bring them. But sometimes it's just, you know, a rishus, meaning that if you don't have, they got lost, they got tameh, the korban is still kosher. So since they, you have, says Rav Yitzchok Chachon, and since you have that duality when it comes to, to the emurim, huadinami, you have this duality when it comes to the kravas akorban. It's interesting that there is a halacha of olas shabbas b'shabbato v'lo olas chol b'shabbos, which means that, say you, today is Friday, right? So you bring the korban tamid shel shachar, and you bring the korban tamid shel ben arbaim, right? All before Shabbos. Now, what about the emurim? So you bring, normally you bring the emurim in the day, but if you have leftover emurim, you bring it that night. But what if that night is Shabbos? It's Friday night. It's Friday night. So then what do? So then the halacha is you can't bring the emurim from the weekday korban on Shabbos. In other words, normally on Tuesday, say. So you bring the makri of the korban tamid shel shachar in the morning, the tamid shel ben arbaim in the afternoon, right? But what about the emurim? So emurim you can bring on Tuesday afternoon, and if there's no time to bring all, you bring them Tuesday night, because you already shechted the korban in the daytime and you already brought the dam on the korban in the daytime. So therefore, you just do it. You do it at night and. And you bring the emurim. But on Friday night, you can't do it. Yeah. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, it's interesting, you know, we don't necessarily follow this fully, but he says there might be an inyan to daven Maariv early on Friday. So this way, it's like a zecher to this idea that you're not bringing the emurim at night. You're not bringing the emurim at night, so therefore you're going to bring Maariv a little bit early. So this way, since it's the Negad Emurim, and the emurim of the Friday, korbanos can't be brought Friday night because it's not Docha Shabbos. Only the Tamid Shel Shachar from Shabbos is going to be Docha Shabbos, and from Shabbos afternoon is going to be Docha. But you can't Docha the other ones. So therefore, hence that minig of the Magen Avraham. There's another minig of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer had a minig that, and this is also not usually our minig. The Chasam Sofer at Friday night at the Shabbos table would not bring salt to the table. We will bring salt. We have, just like we have salt anytime, we'll have a motzi. He wouldn't bring salt to the table, Chasam Sofer. Why? Because there was no korbanos on Friday night. One of the reasons of salt is because I'll call korbancha takriv melech, but there was no korban on Friday night. And even the korbanos from Friday day are not allowed to be brought. Even the emurim are not allowed to be brought. So therefore, hence was the minig of the Chasam Sofer that he didn't bring salt to the table on Friday night. So that's a fascinating idea of the Chasam Sofer that he wouldn't bring, and others disagree. And there are other reasons why you have salt on the table, the bris melach, tosis, different things. But that was the Mishnah says in Brachas, Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva. There was the Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Brachas tells you when is the Zman for Shacharis, and when is the Zman for Mincha. Right, Shacharis is either up to 4 hours in the day or up to Chatzos. And Mincha is either till Plag Mincha or till Shkia. Right? And what about Tfilas Maariv? When is Tfilas Maariv? When is the Zman? So do you know what the Mishnah says? Ein Lakeva. What does that mean? Ein lakev doesn't have a specific time. As if that's, if you're giving, telling me a Mishnah and you're giving me a Zman when it should be, so Ein lakev is a little bit strange way of formulating it. So you know what the Vilna Gaon says? The Vilna Gaon says an unbelievable thing of what Ein L'Keva means. He said Ein L'Keva means whenever you can't daven mincha anymore, by default, it's man marif. And that's what it means, Ein L'Keva. There's no specific time for marif. But whenever mincha is disqualified, then... So if you hold that mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, mincha is disqualified at plag mincha, an hour or before shkia. So then by default, that's man marif. And when you... And if you hold like the Chachamim, that Shkia is the time, say, so then by Shkia, automatically, by default, it's Ma Marv. So what's interesting about this Pshat is the following. We know in the... There is a halacha that the Balei Tosis bring down and the Rush brings down of Tarti Desasri, that you can't have a stira, because, say, for example, you're going to daven Mincha after Plag Mincha, right? And so then you follow the Chachamim, that this man is up to Shkia. But then you get a Davin Marev before Shkia, then you're following Rabbi Yehuda, that the cutoff point was Plag Mincha. So that's called the Stira, Tarti Desastri. So that's a whole big discussion. You know, it becomes relevant in the summer months when people are Mekabel Shabbos early, whether it's proper to have the regular 7 o'clock minyan where you're going to be davening mincha after plag mincha and you're going to be davening marv before shkia. So mincha after plag mincha is following the opinion of the chachamim that you can daven mincha until shkia. And marv before Shkia is following the opinion of Yehuda that already you could start davening Marv from Plag Mincha. So it's a stira. So that's why some of the opinion that you shouldn't daven in such a situation. Either you should daven Mincha early that day before, in a Mincha Gadol or daven Bichidus, etc. But others disagree. I think believe the Pri Yitzchak says, or maybe it was somebody else, but it says based on the Gra. That he says, on Friday night, there's no Tarti Desasri problem. You know why? Because on Friday night, after Mincha, you Mekabel Shabbos. So once you Mekabel Shabbos, therefore, according to all opinions, you can no longer daven Marev. Because if you hold the definition of Marev, there's no set time for Marev. Ein L'Keva. There's no set time for Marev. So when is Marev? Whenever I can't daven Mincha. So if I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, then I could go ahead and daven. I could go ahead and daven Mincha. I could daven Marv because since I was a Kabbal Shabbos, now it's disqualified for the Zman of Mincha. So even though when I was davening Mincha, I was following the opinion of the Chachamim that you can daven Mincha until Shkia. So now how could you go ahead and follow the opinion of Rabbi Huda and daven Marv early? The answer is, no, even Chachamim would agree that you could daven Marv now. Why? Because once you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's no longer Zman Mincha. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. So, Ein L'Keva, Marv doesn't have a specific time, but if it disqualifies for Mincha, it's automatically, you can daven Marv. And that's, I think, the Pri Yitzchak, based on the... On the Vilna Gaon, has a limud zchus on the people that daven at the 7 o'clock minyan in the summer, and they're making a so-called a Tarti Desasri, and therefore maybe you could rely on that opinion, and therefore you could daven both mincha and marv at this minyan, because it's not like a regular weekday where it would be Tarti Desasri. Here, once you makabel Shabbos, then not. There is a discussion. Mechalal, if a person was Mekabel Shabbos, whether they could still daven Mincha. Say they were Mekabel Shabbos, that's a cold question, but okay, we'll get to that. Okay, so that is the idea of Tfilas Marv Ein L'Keva. And that's the idea that is connected the Emurim. Now, there is an opinion that Shechter's quote is from the Pnei Yoshua. The question is, could you daven Mariv even before Plag Mincha? He did daven marv before plag mecha. So that's l'chora pashup shat not, because either you could daven marv after plag mincha or after shkia. Could you daven marv even before plag mincha? So there is a trumas hadeshin. The trumas hadeshin was one of the gedolei haposkim. I would say it came out in every page in Shulchan Aruch. There's some psak from the trumas hadeshin. And I told my Talmidim, you're mechuyev to know every Trumas Hadeshin. If you want to know halacha, you have to know every single Trumas Hadeshin in the Sefer. It's all of halacha, every page in Shulchan Aruch, there's something quoted from the Trumas Hadeshin. So the first Trumas Hadeshin in the whole Sefer, the first piece in the whole Sefer, discusses the community that used to daven Marav very, very early. It said they were daven Marav so early, they would come home, they would eat the meal, they would take a walk, a spazier around the Danube River, and it would still be light after the whole thing. You know, so some claim that the way it sounded, they would even davening Marv before Plag Mincha. Some say no, it was based on Shos Manios, so in a longer time of the year, and therefore was really technically after Plag Mincha. Rav Shechter likes to quote the Bnei Yeshua, that the Bnei Yeshua says that maybe if Mariv is connected the Emurim, so maybe the Emurim already were brought in the daytime. The Pashup Shad is the Emurim means only the Emurim that you didn't bring during the day, you could bring at night. But if you hold that it means even the Emurim that were brought in the daytime, and the Marav is connected that, then maybe that's what it's based on. It's a Shvera idea, but so generally we try to make sure that. But there have been discussions. The different Rabbanim, I think Rabbi Ralbag, different Rabbanim have discussed a question about the nursing homes. You know, when people in the nursing homes have to go to sleep very early. And sometimes, especially in the summer months, where it's, you know, it's Plag Mincha is going to be very late, and they're already going to sleep by then. So could we allow them to rely on this opinion, if you assume that that's what the opinion really says, that you could? So that is a discussion. Or should we say, just go to sleep, so forget it. Yeah, maybe you'll make tashlum the next day. Or could we rely on that opinion to even daven marav before plag mincha? We know this time of the year, so it gets dark very early, and people say go to shul. They have marav minyanim 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in shul, and they eat dinner before marav. So if you daven in a, you know, you go to the shul and you daven mincha marav, you know, the latest time you could daven mincha, and then you daven marav right away. So then maybe you'll just repeat Kriya Shema, you'll have dinner. But the question is it proper to go to a later minyan, and this time of year, every later minyan, people are going to have dinner before. So what's the heter? So some rely on the heter of minyan kavua, that since you always go to that minyan, it's like built into your system, that you won't. The whole idea of not eating before is because we're afraid you're going to, once you eat, we're afraid you're going to forget to daven marv. So you shouldn't have dinner beforehand. So some hold that if it's a minyan kavua, then I always say that it's not enough for the minyan to be kavua, but your attendance to the minyan has to be kavua, because then it breaks. Then it's part of your, you know, before Corona. So I know we used to daven. I used to daven 2:30 mincha every day, 10 o'clock marv. Now I have it's a different schedule, different seder. But it was like built into my whole system that this is, you know. So I wouldn't forget. I you know, all those years, except when the pandemic started. So we had a 10 o'clock marv that I always attended. So obviously I ate dinner all times of the year. I ate before the 10 o'clock marv. But now it's a different things are much more complex with what time the davening is and different places to daven, etc. So I relied on this kula. But sometimes, if I would go to, I wouldn't be at the 10 o'clock minyan, so then I would daven, and then I'm going, say, to a chasana. So a chasana is usually right after the chuppah, they have marvs, but say for some reason I wasn't there, so then, like, Rav Shechter is very makbar on this. Always to make sure, to eat, to daven before eating, daven marv before eating. But so I rely on the minyan kavua heter. But lamaisa. If I wasn't attending the minyan kavua, then I would daven marv before I eat dinner. There is a din of smichas gula l'tfila that we say gal yisrael, and then we daven shmon esrei, and we do that at marv also. We have gal yisrael that says by marv we have hashkivenu. So the gemara says hashkivenu is like a gula richta. It's a continuation. And then Ashkenazim say Baruch Hashem L'Olam. So, but in theory, we're still trying to be so Megula L'Tfila. In Shacharis, we mamish Gal Yisrael, Shemon Esrei. There's no other things that we have to try to explain that they're a continuation of the Gal Yisrael. But there is a halacha. What if you come late? What if you come late to Shacharis, and what if you come late to Marv? Could you just go ahead and daven Shemon Esrei? Because if you're not going to daven Shmona Esrei with them, then you're not going to have tefillah b'tzibur. So if you came late to Marv, and you say, oh, I came late, they're about to start Shmona Esrei. So if you're going to start from the beginning, in the time you're going to get up to Shmona Esrei, they'll be finished already. So are you allowed to just daven Shmona Esrei now, and then do the rest of the davening afterwards? Or not? The same thing by Shachris. Say you came late to Shachris, and the tzibur is holding by Shmon Esrei. So could you put on your talis and tefillin and just go daven Shmon Esrei with them and you daven the rest of the davening early? So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva the following, that when it comes to Shacharis, you can't just jump in and daven Shmon Esrei, because you have to be somech gula l'tfila. And smichas gula l'tfila is more important than tefillah b'tzibur. But by Mariv, smichas gula l'tfila is not as chashiv by Mariv. So therefore, by Marav, the halacha is that if you come in late and they're about to start Shmon Esrei, daven Shmon Esrei with them right then, and then the rest of the davening you'll do afterwards. That's the Tshuvas HaRashba. He makes this distinction. That one should... And then there's a discussion, what about on Shabbos? What about on Shabbos? So the Shalom Kasari says Shabbos is the same thing, but the Rabbi Givega says that what if you come late on Shabbos, right? And they're holding by, they're singing Tzor Yisrael, Kuma Bazras Yisrael. You just walk in. Could you just go and daven Shmon Esrei to them? So you know what Rabbi Givega says? Yes, Shabbos is different. Why is Shabbos different? So says Rabbi Givega. Because what's the source of smichas gula l'tfila? It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem tzuri v'goli, and then yant Hashem b'yom tzara. So we have the smichas between goali, goal Yisrael, and yom tzara is the yant Hashem b'yom tzara is the davening for your needs. But it says Repeinu Tam that Shabbos is not a yom tzara. So he says, so we still try to be so much gula tefillah on Shabbos also, but it's not such, on Shabbos it's not so important, smichas gula tefillah, because it's not a yom tzara. So therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, based on Rabbeinu Tam, if a person would come late on Shabbos day, and they're holding by Shmon Esrei, so he says you can just go in with them, and daven Shmon Esrei. Shagasari disagrees. Shagasari disagrees. But this is Rabbi Kivega's psak. Rabbi Kivega says this. And says the Ramah, that's only by Shabbos. But Yontif, what happens if you come in on Yontif and they're holding by Shmon Esrei. He says, you know what? Yontif is a Yom Tzara. Why? Because Yontif, Yimei Hadin, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Ba'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. The world is judged on Pesach for the Tvua, and on Sukkot for the Mayim, and on Shavuos for the Peres Ha'ilan. And on Rosh Hashanah, called Ba'i Olam Ovim Lefonov, Miyichia Miyomas. So it's a Yom Din. So even though it's a funny thing, that Yontif is a big Yom Tzimcha, but it's also Yom Hadin. But Shabbos is not a Yom Hadin, so it's not a Yom Tzara. And therefore, Rabbi Kivega says that maybe, therefore, on Shabbos, you wouldn't have a din of smichas gula tefila. But by Maariv, it's more important than the tefila b'tzibur, than smichas gula tefila.
Rabbi Simon, in paid tests in Hilchos Tefila, b'shas edchak, kigon shetzarech lahashki baderech, so the Shulchan Aruch says, apal pishe eno smich gula tefila, hachi adef tefesh, yisbalo b'beso ma'umad,
right, you're right. That's a separate thing, whether you're going to lose out to Tefillah B'Umad. Right. So that's a different thing. In other words, we're just talking about what's the din if you have two things. You have Smichas Gula Tefillah and Tefillah B'Tzibur. What takes precedence? But your case is we're talking about a situation where if you're not going to daven Shmon Esrei right away, you're not going to be standing up for Shmon Esrei. So Tefillah B'Umad might be more important than, than smichas gula l'tfila, so that's what he's saying. But when it's either way going to be ma'umad, it's only a question of which should be more important: smichas gula l'tfila, tfila b'tzibur. That's a different story. So that's the thing. Okay, let's talk a little bit of Mile de Agada. So in this week's parsha, when it says Vayetze Yaakov Bershava Yelach Arana Vayifka B'Mokom, so what does it mean? So the Chazal tell us, Rashi and Gemara Chulin, that Yaakov Avinu was going out of Bershava, and he was going to Haran. He was going to Golis, And then he got all the way to Haran, and then he said to himself, "Oh, how could it be? I passed by Yerushalayim, and I didn't even daven there. I had such an opportunity to daven when I was going from, Yerushalayim, the Mokom Shep Spalu Avosai. This is such an important place, and I missed the opportunity." So what does it say? Vayivka b'mokom. So the two different pshatim, what that means. It was Kvitzas Haderech. Either it means that he got there, so Hashem gave him Kvitzas Haderech to get there before the sun set, or there's another type of Kvitzas Haderech, that the place came to him, so to speak. But and in the Pnine Das from Elio Meir Bloch, so he has this Rabbi Tuvil Azdun showed it to me many years ago, that the idea is that a lot of times in life, we have opportunities, and then we look in retrospect and we say, "Oh, we missed our opportunity." Here, that's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. I had an opportunity. How often I'm going to be by the Mokom HaMikdash, and I can daven, and I missed out. It just inadvertently I passed by, and somehow I had a lapse, and I didn't daven. I didn't daven there. So Hashem gave him the opportunity to make it up. But that's only because he had to, but sometimes in life we have these opportunities and we don't realize, until later, and then we don't always be able to make it up. And that's Vayifka B'Mokom. Then he bumped into the place. He bumped into the Mokom because either the Mokom HaMikdash came to him or he got some type of Kfitzas Haderech, because he had to do it. Kibah HaShemesh, the sun was setting. And he said, I could have davened Mincha. Mokum Shispaul Avose. And it's brought down that Mincha is a tremendous thing that the Sfarim bring down, the Agra, the Kala brings this down. He says, whenever you're at the end of a unit, whenever you're at the end of a unit, So it's a special thing. I'll explain what I mean. Like the last day of the Chodesh, that's Yom Kippur Katan, which is the end of a unit. And he says a Friday is the end of the week. So it's a Zman Tshuva. I mean, here was talking about, you know, that he davened, you know, and then he... you know, he davened Milcha, then he davened Marv, whatever the case was in terms of the tefillahs there. But it's a fascinating idea. Whenever Erev Yom Kippur, you know, Erev Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year. Whenever you're the last day of a unit, and that's why the Agra Kala says that Mincha is Zman Ratzon. You know why Mincha is Zman Ratzon? Because it's the end of the day. The day is a unit also. And the week is a unit also. And the year is a unit also. So the last day of a unit is this month. Because now that unit is going to go up to the Shemayim. What did you accomplish today? What did you accomplish in the week? So davening, so especially Mincha and Erev Shabbos is very, very special because it's the end of the day and the end of the week. That's why I was always wondering, as a young kid, I used to go sometimes to Borough Park. We would daven... by Rav Moshe Bikzatzal. He would go. He was a big Rav, right, in Borough Park before in the Bronx. He's a big Pesach. And he also was a Baal Tefillah. It was very beautiful. My father and I always went the first night Slichas. We would daven by Rav Bik and have a Hesorus by Rav Bik. But one thing by Rav Bik, every Erev Shabbos, Mincha and Erev Shabbos, he always davened for the Amud. He always davened for the Amud on Mincha and Erev Shabbos. So I was wondering, you know, this idea, what's the Inyan? And he had a special Hesorus for the Mincha and Erev Shabbos. So why is Mincha and Erev Shabbos? What's the big deal? It's like any other Mincha. What's Mincha and Erev Shabbos? So then when I saw this idea, that no, because whenever you're at the end of a unit, that's a special Eis Ratzon. That's a special Eis Ratzon to be there at the end of the unit, because after the unit is over, so to speak, it's like you're makrivit to Hashem. Now it's Ola L'Shamayim. So every day, that's why Mincha is, and that's why it's brought down in the Sfarim that Mincha is Ravin de Ravin. It's the Ratzon Shebaratzon. And the Shem Yishmuel also says, because the idea being that whenever you're confronting the week and the challenges of the week, you have to get fortified. So the end of Shabbos gives you that last ability to link up with Shabbos to be able to stand the nisyonus of the week, so that's why Shal Shudas Ravin de Ravin is Ratzon Shebaratzon, and so that if I understood this, I understand the idea that why the Rav Bik used to daven for the Amud every Erev Shabbos for the Amud to give the, because that was a special Zman Ratzon. There was a special Zman Ratzon of Ravin de Ravin of eating. You know, of the Shas and Shal Shudas, and it's this with a special, you know, Ratzon. That's why, you know, what is it Rav Shechter once mentioned? What's the idea of eating Shal Shudas in Shul? So, Poshim Shah people think it's just convenient. Eat Shal Shudas in Shul, it's convenient, you know. But Rav Shechter pointed out that it's brought down that there's an inyan by Hasidim to eat Shal Shudas with a minion. Why is it Indian to eat Shal Shudas with a minion? What's the idea? So Rav Shechter pointed out, it's based on the idea that it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch, that the Chas V'Shalom, when someone's about to die, and there's going to be Yitzias HaNeshama, there's an Indian that there should be 10 people there to mechabe the Neshama when it's leaving the person. So at the end of Shabbos, when we're going to lose our Neshama Yisera, so that's the idea, as Rav Shechter mentioned, the idea of having a minion there. So that's the idea, as Rav Shechter pointed out, to have Shal Shudas with a minion. Have Shal Shudas with a minion. So it's not just a convenience, but this is all more, you know, in Kabbalistic things and things like that. But it's an idea that Shal Shudas, you know, is... That's why Shal Shudas is a special Zman Ratzon, it's a Ravin de Ravin, it's a special especially Eitz Ratzon. That's why the Torah Chalashudas, you know, some shuls you go in and the rabbi is giving, and the more modern things, they don't understand this idea. So they're giving just, he's saying Hilchas Tzitzis or something like that, you know, from the Mishnah Berurah. No, it should be Devarim that should Moshech Es Halev, you know, the Chalashudas Torah should be special Chalashudas Torah about, on the Chumash, on the, you know, it's not as man just to give contemporary halachic issues of, at Chalashudas or some interesting topic of the day. Sometimes in the more modern communities. So Chalashudas is just another slot for someone to speak about, what's your opinion about whatever things are happening. No, Chalashudas is a zman of Ravin to Ravin. It's a zman of that we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the Dvarim Shemoshe Chasalev. And again, it's the end of the Shabbos and the end of any day is an Eis Ratzon. So what we read in the last 2 weeks part, last week, Vayitze Yitzchok Lasuch Basoda, Lifnos Erev, right? And in this week's parsha is Vayivka B'mokom V'yolon Sham, the special tefillos of the Ovos. And that's the, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that, what's the idea of davening? How can you daven to Hashem? What right do you have? We're so a boss of a dog, we to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what right do we have? So Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen said from Rav Soloveitchik, he says, because it says, Dor li shabach ma'asecha. So as we're saying, basically, is we don't have a right. But this was the Masorah that we have from generation to generation. So you always say that, Dor li dor li shabach ma'asecha. So I don't understand what right I have, but I know my father did it, and I know my grandfather did it, and I know we have the Masorahs of us to daven to Hashem, and that's Rav Soloveitchik used to say, it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, if is davening daraisa or drabanan. So the Rambam says the daven is every day is daraisa, and the Ramban says only be'es tzara, only when there's a melchama. But Rav Soloveitchik said, Rav Karmi said over, and what's the Rambam's opinion? The Rambam also agrees only by Eis Tzara. But he learns, like we said before, that every day is an Eis Tzara. Because every day you could have challenges of the day and in the situation. So the Rambam views every day as an Eis Tzara. So the Rambam Shita is that davening Darais is B'chol Yom. And the Ramban says only, Eis Tzara, what we call an Eis Tzara, like a Chveis, a Melchama, a famine, or something like that. But the Tefillah is the Ar Masorah. We daven because Yaakov, Avram Yitzchak, Yaakov daven. Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha. It comes through the generation. So I can't be such a Baal Gaiva and say that I'm going to daven to Hashem. Why should He listen to me? What right do I have? But it's all based on Amasora and all based on and that's everything in Yiddishkeit or Emuna. It's all based on Amasora. It's not about this proof and that proof and and some people are very into the codes. I always say about the codes, if it'll help you to inspire you, the codes, so be it. But that's not the end-all or be-all of where Yiddishkeit comes from, about the codes. I'm not, some people are very pro, some people are very anti. I'm not here to criticize. But in the end of the day, that's not what... where Yiddishkeit stems from, the codes. Yiddishkeit stems from, like Rav Soloveitchik said, Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha. I'm doing it because I learned this from my father, and he learned it from his father, and until Har Sinai. And these are the davening is one of these ideas. So Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov, they were misakin the tefillos. So even if you hold tefillos are connected to Karbanas, but the Tfilas is also connected the like the Gemara says, La'olam Tfilas Ovos Tiknum, Vasmachinan Rabbanan on Karbanas. And we have a smach to the Karbanas, because Karbanas help us understand the details of the halacha. But the core of Tfilah is because this is Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, and we're B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, and that's all our Amunah and all the things that we have in life are things that we learned We learned it's not about this proof and that proof, and you know, prove it. This, well, the proof is like the Bnei Yisoscha says, the Iker Emuna is the Emuna Pshuta. The Emuna Pshuta that we learned, I sat in at the Seder by my father, and he had sat there at the Seder by his father, and this is the Yisodas that we have. Okay, let me wish you all a good Shabbos. It's always good to see you all. You should have a good Shabbos. So Fridays is the Zman, the Ace Ratzon of the week is Friday, so we should all be have a good Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll all be well. And
thank you very much.
Okay, a good Shabbos. Kol Tov.